A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest rose up and all his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area, and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full Senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison. So they came back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked and the guards stationed outside the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them as to what this would come to. Then someone came in and reported to them, "The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people." Then the captain and the court officers went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but the people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord.
One of the fascinating things about the Acts of the Apostles is that no one knew what to call this new movement. Even the angel seems to have had trouble with it. It wasn't called Christianity for quite some time. Here, for the only time, this new movement is referred to as this life. Go and take your place in the temple area and tell the people everything about this life, said the angel to the apostles. It was a way of life in the sense that life itself had come to life in quite a new way. A force of life had broken through that normally absolute barrier of death, and this force of life had broken into a world of decay and corruption as a new principle, as a new possibility, as a new power. And the powers to be, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, regarded this new movement as a direct threat to their own power, their status, and their importance. And to this day, Christianity is a direct threat to people's perception of the truth, of reality, and of power. So what do? They do what the Pharisees and the Sadducees did. They try to shut down religion. And how do they do that? I hear it all the time. You have every right to come in here and worship as you like and who you want to worship. But don't go out there and live your faith. We're the ones who tell you what's right and wrong. That's how they try to do it, everyone. It happened 2,000 years ago, and it will happen again and again and again.